The Berkshire Regional Planning Commission is talking to private businesses, municipalities, nonprofits, agencies, and others to collect data in order to update its Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy Priority Project List. Nat Carnes, Executive Director of the BRPC, said that the planners formed a committee and prepared a Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy in 2011. He said having the strategy in place, which includes an updated list of ongoing or planned economic initiatives throughout the region, is an important tool used to secure funding from the Federal Economic Development Agency.
So you have to do the get into this process of preparing a SEDS, as we call it, and then completing the annual reports to maintain the region's eligibility to get funding, to seek funding from them.
Carnes added that it's important to keep the list of ongoing and upcoming projects up to date and remove any projects from the CEDS that are completed or no longer in need of federal funding.
For instance, when we wrote that 2 years ago, the Mass Broadband 123 project was getting underway, but certainly was not even close to being accomplished yet.
Portions of the federally funded Mass Broadband 123 fiber optic network were recently completed, with the rest scheduled for completion in the coming months. On the other side, there are projects that weren't on the list 2 years ago that should be mentioned. And it's also not just large public works projects like the Mass Broadband 123 that should be included. Workforce training initiatives and other programs from the private sector are also being sought out for inclusion in the updated CEDS. Mike Zaprenowitz, Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of One Berkshire, an economic development organization with partners including the Berkshire Chamber of Commerce, the Berkshire Visitors Bureau, and Berkshire Creative, said that when the Federal Economic Development Agency is considering proposals for grant money, having a particular project on an updated list looks more favorable and sends a message of accountability.
So when the feds do release some dollars, they feel good that those dollars are being spent in a way that have an impact on a community that the community's already weighed in on.
Zaprenowitz added that if a business or organization's project is on the list, it's not a guarantee for funding, but it's more advantageous than the alternative.
Just because your project's on the list doesn't necessarily mean you'll ever be funded. But when funding does become available, if you're not on the list, you definitely won't be funded.
The Berkshire Regional Planning Commission has sent information packets to private and nonprofit businesses, financial and educational institutions throughout the county. Projects ranging in status from conceptual idea to near construction and implementation are asked to be accounted for. The deadline for submission is May 24th. More information on the Berkshire Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy can be found on our website, wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.